I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about why did God make our bodies? Why did he give us a body? He's a spirit. Why do we have a body? Just some questions I was thinking about. I was listening to a sermon just the other day, and it got me thinking along these lines. Why did God give us a body? It says the body in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the body is made for the Lord. The body is made for the Lord. But now that we have a body, we can have this partnership with God where we can be his voice. We can be his hands. We can be his feet. We can express his love and his kindness and his gentleness, his grace, his beauty. We can spread his work, bringing it to life in the physical world. We get this opportunity to partner with him. It says that we're supposed to turn our bodies into a living sacrifice. And I believe as we make that commitment that our body is for the Lord, we make that commitment that our body is for the Lord, we turn it into a living sacrifice and just say, you know what? How can I use this body that God has gifted me to partner with him and to be a blessing to people, to spread his love and kindness and grace and gentleness and goodness into the world? How can I do that today? I believe you make that commitment. He begins to just sustain that commitment. He begins to sustain that commitment. You commit it to him. You give it to him. And now you've got this covenant commitment. He's going to sustain your body. He's going to sustain your health. It truly becomes this amazing thing. But we're going to get started here with our communion meditation. First of all, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. Remember me. Stir his sacrifice into our mind and an imagination, into our soul. We're taking this, these spiritual principles, stirring them into our soul and combining them with something physical and practical that we do in the cracker and the juice. It becomes very powerful to unite our entire spirit and soul and body. God also says, put me into remembrance. As we take communion, we're coming together with him. We're also putting him into remembrance. That we are right with him because of what Jesus did. He says, put me into remembrance that you might be proved right. That you might be proved right, that you're right with me because of what Jesus says, Jesus did. Communion helps us to abide in him, to remember him, and to remain in his love so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul also says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance is really important because nothing happens until you prove the death. So every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is like an activation where we can receive these promises from God and activate them in our lives. We're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus, making it active and relevant at this present moment in time. But every time we do it, it's important to take it with the fear of the Lord, with just honor and reverence and delight and joy, because we can remember we've got God with us. We've got this covenant relationship with him today. Now, in our communion meditations, the path we're typically taking, and God keeps having us make adjustments over time in this. We start with about a two-minute-long prayer. This is mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves before we get to our time of communion for today. Talk about how can we make today a masterpiece? Then we'll have our time of communion over this today. Why did God make our bodies? And then recently in the year of 2022 here, we've been talking about a daily communion workout, physical exercise. I believe is a physical expression, if I can get my words out here, of exercising our faith. One of the greatest ways to practice connecting with God and practically seeing his grace flow through you in your life. And then once you know how to get that grace flowing, it teaches you how to apply it into other areas of your life as well. The same principles apply in any other area of life. Let's get started with our prayer here. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us. Make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities you're sending our way. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. It's time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Remember, making today a masterpiece is about getting connected to the master. You stay connected to him. You follow his lead today. You stay connected with him. He's going to help you turn today into a masterpiece. But I want you to think about all throughout your day, there's little traps. There's little traps hidden in your day. I've found that they often come early in the day many times. Traps are hidden in your day to try to get you off of the path. God made today just for you. He has a day planned for your life today. And we're going to walk out that plan in partnership with him today. He gave you this body to walk out that plan in partnership with him today. And we're going to put it into action. But you got to be aware. There's traps, issues and problems that are going to come up. Things, somebody's going to say something to you. Someone's going to do something to you. Little things are going to happen to try to pull you out of this day that the Lord has made, to try to steal it away from you. But I have often found that those things that try to steal it away, if you'll turn it back around, you'll turn the tables on them. God will actually use them to make your day even better. He'll use them to make the day even better. He'll turn the tables on them for you if you allow him to. So how are we going to make today a masterpiece? We're going to execute these four fundamentals. And we're going to execute them with presence and joy and excitement, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. And I'm going to be glad in it. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to take our position in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. There's no in-between. So the first thing we got to do every day, you got to keep repositioning every day. First thing we got to do, let's take our position in the light. Position in humility. Father, I need your help today. I need your help today. And you receive that grace from him. You humble yourself. You receive that grace and forgiveness. You receive it from him. You forgive yourself. Give yourself grace in the middle. And then you walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to stay positioned in love, externally focused. Focus on how can I do good and be a blessing. I'm going to expect little from other people. So that way I don't get into unforgiveness and bitterness and all these types of things. My expectations not being met. I'm going to expect little from other people, but I'm going to give much. I'm going to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. I'm going to take my position in the light. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm not going to let those little things that people do to me, that people say, that people do, the issues and problems that come up in the day, I'm not going to let those things steal this day away, because today is a miraculous thing. You get good at mastering today, because it's always called today. How do you gain traction in life? You master today. You make it a masterpiece today, and then you do it again tomorrow and the next day, and you start gaining this incredible traction every day. And when you take your position in the light, now you're with God. You've got God with you and in partnership with him. Why did he give you this body? Why did he give you this body? So that his spirit and his power and his love and his peace and his joy and his mind and his health and his energy, his time, his finances, his purpose, it can flow through you. He gave you this body so that all of this can flow through you today. It's all available today, but you got to take your position in it. And then we're going to start to magnify it, to make it bigger or greater, to expand the capacity of it, where God can flow more of all this through us. You make a commitment to getting that flowing through you at a higher level today. You'd be amazed at what happens in your life. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, where our attention is, what we're talking about, what we're rolling over in our mind and meditating on consistently. And to magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to be diligently studying it, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in our minds, walking out, putting it into practice in our lives, to be magnifying his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that nothing is impossible with him, to magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God, and he eagerly desires to flow all this through us today, to magnify all the good things that he put within us. And whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. We're just going to simply choose not to magnify them. I'm not going to let those things steal this day that God designed just for me today. He's got this amazing day planned for you today with all these opportunities hidden in the day. And I'm not going to let these issues and problems and things people do steal that day away. I'm going to choose to magnify God as bigger than those problems. But he does give us the choice. We could not do any of this. We could just focus on the ways we've been wronged, the issues and the problems, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future rather than living life today. We could try to do it all without God, do it all on our own, not relying and trusting in that light, in that source of living water that he put on the inside of us, inside of relying on his grace. We could try to do it all on our own, either because we don't know that it's there, we don't believe it's there, or who knows, whatever reasons. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. Because when you're in darkness, you're positioned in it, you're magnifying it, there might be the tendency to snap at people, to retaliate at people, to withdraw your presence, to give people the silent treatment. And those are all ways that the day can get stolen from you today. They're all ways that the day can get stolen from you today. And then there's the heaviness and the weight and the pressure all sitting on you. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck and it seems like there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future. Confusion, because you're in the dark, you can't see which way to go. You get stuck in bad patterns and vicious cycles that just seem to keep repeating themselves over and over. But when you're in the light, there's this rest in your soul. And you get better and better at magnifying this. All of a sudden, that rest just begins to grow even greater on the inside of you. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. And you've got God's energy, his peace, his love, his hope, his power, his spirit. It's all flowing through you. You got his mind and his wisdom. That's why he gave you this body, to partner with him and do this together today. That's why he gave you this body today. And all that wasn't enough. He gives us this amazing gift of grace. We ever get off track, the day starts to get stolen, we can recognize it and turn it right back around. And what I've found is, if you'll do this, almost every single time, he will turn the tables on it. You'll come out of it better than you went in. You'll come out of it better than you went in. That's just this amazing gift of grace. And it only takes a second, just takes a moment to get it back positioned again. Just takes a moment to change our focus. If we get knocked out, how do you get right back in? How do you do it? You humble yourself first. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. You receive that forgiveness. You forgive yourself. You reconcile with other people if you need to be. And you start praising him and thanking him. You take your position in the light again. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? God gave me this gift of this body to do good and to be a blessing today. And all of a sudden you do this, that you feel that peace and that joy just begins to wash over, and you stay positioned in this consistently. He just starts to break off those bad patterns, bad habits, things you've been stuck in, maybe things that your body was stuck in. You got addictions or bad patterns or whatever it was. He just begins to break them off of you effortlessly. You do this consistently. Then we got to stay tuned in each day. He's got some plan or purpose for you every single day. He's trying to lead you and guide you to this beautiful place. But we got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction. The way I like to do this is with a journal before bed every night. I like to start with gratitude to get my positioning in the light. Then I start to magnify. What went well today? What were the ways that I saw God coming through today? And then I'll ask these questions. God, what were you trying to show me today? What were you trying to teach me? What directions were you trying to lead me? Is there anything that I missed? And whatever comes into your mind, you just write it down. Whether you think it was him or not, you just begin to write it down. If you're ever unsure on something, you just ask him. And then you wait until you know. Because sometimes we get out ahead of God, doing things we don't know to do yet, trying to make it up on our own. If you'll wait for his time, he'll show you what to do every single time. And then we're going to stay tuned in as you go throughout the day. Because he may course correct you and take you a little different path than you expected. The day never exactly unfolds exactly like you thought it would. You stay tuned in to him throughout the day. If you ever feel like you get disconnected, you just plug right back in. Just take a second to slow down and connect with him for a minute. Then the last thing I like to do in my journal is plan out my upcoming day with God. I like to do this the night before. God, what's on your plan for today? What's on your plan for the day? You get still and you listen for a second. And then what do you know to do? What do you know to do? Anything on your to-do list? Anything in your conscience? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything you have a leading or excitement from God to do? What do you know to do today? You write it down and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning with expectation for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. I'm going to show up with a willing heart and a good attitude. I'm going to start executing this plan. I'm going to stay connected to the Master. Full confidence in him. He's right there with me, helping me to execute this plan today. If I got to make adjustments, he knows exactly how to do it. And as you do this, you get this grace flowing through your body. Does something like turn you into a magnet, because his grace just begins to beautify your life. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to draw and to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. Let's think about this today. God, why did God make your body? The body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. They're meant to go together as one, to partner with him. We can be his voice, his hands, his feet, expressing his love and kindness and gentleness and wisdom, expressing him out into the world. We get to partner with him in that today. I believe you make this commitment to do this, he sustains your body. You make this commitment to do this, you're going to experience a supernatural health coming into your body like you've never experienced before. You begin to partner with him in this. So, Father, we're so thankful for you that you made our bodies. We get this opportunity to partner with you in life, that our body is for you and you are for our bodies. And we're asking for your help today to just help us firm up our commitment in this, to remind ourselves of this, to stir this into our soul, and also for your help just to move up, to do this at a higher level, Lord, to do this in the way that you designed it to function together as one. We just thank you for this bread. That on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering his sacrifice today. His body was broken so that we could be connected back to God. The cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. We thank you, Lord. ask you to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Now this new covenant with Him, this partnership with Him. I believe as you experience this partnership with Him, what does it help you do? It helps you to know Him better. His love and His faithfulness and His goodness and His grace. That much more. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking this out today. Partnering with Him in this today. So we've been doing some health and workout advice. So in our daily communion workout, if you don't have the workouts, if you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com and you register for our email, daily email, daily communion emails, you'll get access to the daily communion workout. One of the exercises on there in the second section of the workout is a shoulder press. So a shoulder press is just an exercise where you're taking weights from the shoulders, pushing them up overhead, so your arms are straight up overhead. And the goal is we find a weight that puts you somewhere between 4 to 8 repetitions. You can do it comfortably, but it's just a little bit challenging. And the goal is to get stronger over time on this exercise. The goal is to get stronger and to improve what we call your relative strength. So for example, we call your relative strength your strength to body weight ratio. So if you weigh, for easy math, 100 pounds, and you can do 100 pounds on the shoulder press for 4 to 8 reps, and then you can do 110 pounds. Your relative strength, your amount that you can lift compared to how much you weigh is improving. Relative strength is a great indicator of overall health and strength and power and a lot of good things. Now, for whatever reason, injuries, lack of equipment, who knows what, just don't like shoulder pressing, I don't know what it may be. If you need to substitute the exercise, you can do any kind of press. We want to do some kind of upper body press that you can do somewhere between 4 to 8 reps and do it with very good form. So this could be a bench press with barbells or dumbbells. It could be an incline press with barbells or dumbbells. It could be a band press. It could be a variation of a push-up. So if you're already good at push-ups, you could start to elevate your feet, where you got your feet elevated, eventually to the point where you're up in a handstand. You could do dips. You could do weighted push-ups or weighted dips, whatever puts you into that 4 to 8 repetition range. And the way we do the progression on this is you start with a weight that puts you 4 to 8 reps. And it might be a case where you could really do 8 if you had to, but we want to do beautiful, graceful rep where God's supplying that grace for each rep. And when you get to the point, what's going to happen? You start practicing this consistently. You're going to see an increase over time. And when you get to the place where you can do 8 beautiful, easy reps, where it feels like you could have done 10 beautiful ones probably, and you can do that consistently day by day, because there's going to be high days and low days. And when even on your low days, you can do 8 reps consistently with that weight, that means you've mastered that weight. Now it's time to increase the weight, and you're going to start back over, go through the process again until it's time to progress again. And just this very simple thing, just takes one round. You can do this consistently over time. You're going to notice you get stronger. And getting stronger in your upper body pressing is a good thing to do. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.